Oh, welcome Moon and Star to another episode of the Digimon for Sleep series, in which we find ourselves in a cave at the bottom of the ocean. Yes, that's right, we're picking up right where we left off in the last episode, the long last episode, that wandering episode that we had last time. It was a strange one. It's a new day, it's the next day after I recorded that one. We'll see if I can keep it a little bit more focused this time, because I bet I haven't edited that last episode yet, but I bet it was a bit of a toughie. You know, I had crow information, I had music everywhere, had a tea break in the middle, all kinds of stuff. Sam Taylor Coleridge, you know, let's not have any more Sam Taylor Coleridge in this episode, maybe. I don't reckon. Did Sam Taylor Coleridge do Daffodils? Is that his big thing apart from Rime of the Ancient Mariner? No, that was, Daffodils was Keats, right? Is Keats Daffodils? Editor Dan, did Keats do Daffodils?
No, Keats didn't do Daffodils, which is actually called I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. No, that was, Wordsworth, William Wordsworth, who did Daffodils. And you know, a funny fact about Wordsworth, right? Here's me talking about Samuel Taylor Coleridge this whole time, who did Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Well, that was published in a collaborative book by Wordsworth and Sam Taylor Coleridge, because the two of those two poets, they were really good buds. Maybe that's why I thought that Coleridge did Daffodils, you know? And Keats was a little bit later. So Wordsworth and Coleridge, they were hanging around the year 1800. They started to get together and put out a whole bunch of poems. So that's about 200 years ago. Well, Keats came around a little bit later, so he's a slightly more recent poet. But he's also much more boring. All his poems are sonnets, and they just sound like da 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 da. You know, it's just rigidly like that nonstop, which I kind of can't stand. And then you go and you read like Wordsworth and have a listen to this. This is the first little passage in a poem of his called The Idiot Boy. 'Tis 8 o'clock, a clear March night. The moon is up, the sky is blue. The owlet in the moonlit air, he shouts from nobody knows where. He lengthens out his lonely shout. Halloo, halloo, a long halloo. Right? That's great. And that's... Anyway, so that's Wordsworth. Anyway. It's good to go and read more Wordsworth, right? Because everybody knows Daffodils. So, like, whenever you're talking about William Wordsworth, it's always like, hey, oh yeah, Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, you know, from Daffodils. That's like his biggest hit, right? And there's a reason for that too, even though it's nice to read his other stuff. And that's because Daffodils is a banger. It's a real good poem. In fact, hey, you know what? Editor Dan, are you there? What's going on? Where am I? Editor Dan, it's me, Editor Dan. I need you to read, a thingo, Daffodils, okay? Huh? What? Daffodils? You mean the Keats poem? No, he'd... okay, look, I'll do it myself. Hang on. Click. I Wander Lonely as a Cloud. Don't worry, listeners, this is a short one. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Oh, hooray! See? What a good poem, huh? Alright, anyway, my whole point is, no, it wasn't Keats. Back to the show, huh?
Alright, thanks, Editor Dan. Well, we're off to a bad start, aren't we, as far as me keeping it focused. Well, look, here we are, in the bottom of the ocean. We've got Tai Chi, we've got Agumon, we got Sora, we've got Piamon, we've got Juro, we've got Gomamon. We're hanging out at the bottom of the ocean. We've been deposited here by Wamon. Wamon, let me be your Wamon. Wamon, 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 I can be your Wamon. Wamon, 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 Wamon. That's so funny. Why is that so funny? Wamon. I could be your Wamon. Anyway, the point is, Wamon was like, it takes 5 days to get to the other continent. And sure, that makes a lot of sense. For a whale to get from one continent to the other continent, that probably is a 5 day journey. That's nice and realistic, I bet. I bet. How fast do whales travel? I'm not going to ask Editor Dan. We've got to give that poor guy a break. You can just, I don't know, do your own independent research. In fact, that can be your homework. Before next episode, get back to me having learnt how fast, let's say a blue whale, right? Wamon's pretty big. Let's say, how fast does a blue whale travel through the ocean? And then we can determine if it's realistic that a journey from continent to continent, let's say from Australia to Africa across the Indian Ocean, just to pick an ocean at random, if that would be a 5 day journey for a blue whale. And then we can see if Wamon is way out, if it's like, no way, like it'll take, you know, it might take a whale weeks and weeks and weeks to get across an ocean. Maybe a whale can do it in a day. Who knows? Not me. My whale geography man? No. I'm just the guy controlling Tai Chi, Agami, and Agumon here at the bottom of the ocean where we've been deposited by Wamon. That's what I was saying. Wamon interrupted us on our raft, which we were rafting across the ocean on. Very, very, now that I think about it, a foolhardy plan of these Digikids. And the Digimon who helped them to get on a single small raft and go across an ocean. Not a sea, an ocean. To cross an ocean. Whoa. But, yeah. At some point in their journey, they were interrupted by Wamon who swallowed them. We freed Wamon from the tyranny of the gear. And then Wamon is like, oh, it'll take me 5 days to get to the other continent. Not even saying if I'm gonna, you know, if I'm gonna help you get across, I'm just saying it takes me 5 days. And then the kids are like, what, 5 days? Oh my gosh. And then the kids are like, by the way, have you seen any tags and crests? And Wamon is like, tags and crests? No, I haven't. But I did see this guy, Devimon, making a quick detour to the bottom of the ocean cave, a cave at the bottom of the ocean a little while ago. And the kids are like, huh, I wonder if Devimon... Wait, why would Devimon have the tags and crests? Didn't Genai just say, hey, go find the tags and crests? Did Genai say Devimon hid tags and crests? Or did Genai just say... I gotta re-listen to that episode. Why would Devimon have the tags and crests? Maybe when we beat Devimon, he was like, ah, ha, 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 you'll never succeed. I have hidden your tags and crests, or something like that. I don't know. I don't really remember. I have to listen to that episode some more. The whole point is, here we are in the cave. Let's explore a bit, shall we? We are going deeper into this blue-green lit cave. We almost look like we're still in Wamon's, like, esophagus or something, because the walls curve upwards to form a kind of stone tunnel. Here we are, deeper in the cave. I like the lighting. You can see a Shellmon down on a lower level. This is a little different to Green Forests. I hope we never see Green Forests again. But we are seeing the same. There's Shellmon, there's a Bakemon, green and purple stalagmites, floating item boxes. Oh, Heal Plus Digipiece, cool. Yeah, looks like I'll hug around this chamber on the right-hand side. Avoid this Bakemon. There's a Beetamon. Fight this Beetamon. There we go. Yeah, that's right. We're just doing crow noises again, you know? We're in the same cave. This is technically the same episode as last time. So let's just keep the crow noses going. Crow noses. They're called beaks, Dan. No, noises. Oh, I thought you said crow noses.
Hi, Editor Dan here. This episode, we're exclusively using the iconic call of the Australian Raven, which is just what I called crows growing up. So this is crows to me, but apparently it's the Australian Raven.
Whoa, this cave is way more complicated than I was expecting. The cave is shaped like the number 8. With lower portions that I can access. So the high raised platforms of this cave form the number 8. And lower floors form the two voids inside the number 8. Shellmon has got me backed into a corner. Uh-oh. Looks like I'm going to be fighting the Shellmon if I want to get whatever this item is, so... So here goes nothing. Hiya! Alright, got him. It was the dream team of one Shellmon, one Seedramon, and one little Beta Monster. Numa Monster. The little poop-throwing Digimon and Piamon leveled up to level 17. We got a defense up chip and a slimy ball. And so now let's see what this fight was all about. What item do we get for this? A HP Capsule S. The most pathetic of items. The first item you get in this entire game. Oh, but wait, there's another one! HP Capsule Medium. Okay, great. So that's the lower void of the 8 explored. Let's walk along the raised figure 8 platforms until we reach the upper void of the... Agumon! Caught off guard? No! Two Bakemons and a Numamon are attacking me. I started getting chased by a Bakemon. I turn around and go to run away, and Agumon was right in my way. And so I got caught by... I could have outrun that ghost easily. Outstanding. We beat him. Agumon leveled up, level 17. Fluffy cloth, slimy ball. Okay. So like I was saying, there's another lower floor for us to explore. I gotta just walk around. This way. There's another Shellmon down there, which is probably, you know, like a Shellmon and a Seedramon and a Numamon and a Bakemon and whatever else all jammed into one big bad. Oh, interesting. Interesting. The place where I just fought that Bakemon, I got backed into a corner by Agumon being in my way. I thought that that was on the way to the critical path, but down here in the top void of the 8, the top lower section of the cave, the northernmost lower section of this cave I'm exploring, there's a big tunnel in the northern wall, you know, which looks kind of critical, like the critical path I should follow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this... HP Boost 3 recipe! I love recipes for level 3 digipieces. I'm gonna get the items down in this void. Shellmon, no! Okay, good, I avoided it, don't worry. And then I'm gonna walk all the way back around, clockwise around the top loop of the figure 8 in the raised platform, until I get to where I fought that Bakemon before, and oh, you better believe it'll be respawned, I'll just avoid it properly this time. And I'm going to explore what I thought was the critical path. And we'll see what's there. I bet it's an item. I wonder how maze-like this cave is going to get. Because I've heard from my good friend Joseph that this is where his Digimon playthrough stalled. Because he just got lost in the... Hey! This way goes to a new scene! Wait, so let me backtrack. I'm going to go all the way back to the lower section of the figure 8. Top section of the... lower section of the figure 8. Okay, here we are. Now I'm gonna go through this tunnel in the top lower section of the figure. Yeah, here we are. A totally different area. Well. This cavern, I can't believe that this is all still the same episode as when we built the bridge with Centaurmon. This has gotta be the longest episode of all time. I'm running away from a Bakemon. I'm going to avoid a Shellmon too. There's a save point up here. Shellmon, no stop. There's an item box, HP capture lamb, a save point, where I will compulsively save the game, of course. There we go. And now, let's continue up this northern path. Oh! It's the 7-Eleven! Geo Kidder goes, it's... and yet, there's a 7-Eleven. It's clearly got the red and green stripe of a... I mean, I think 7-Eleven is orange and green, right? But this one has a red and green stripe. And it says... there's a sign which looks like it says deli, but we're spelt with a J instead of an L. So it's like deji, but it reads like deli when you just, like, you know, sight read it. And there's something called... Yeah... Deli Mart, or Deji Mart, is what this place is called. But it's just a 7-Eleven convenience store. And it's in this rocky cavern in the total pitch darkness of this cave underneath the ocean. This is kind of what makes the Digi World great. And Juo Kido is like, it's... And Taichi Yagami is like, a convenience store? The screen shakes. Oh, it's this guy. Ah, says Taichi Yagami. It's the mole from Digimon World who is digging that tunnel through the volcano. And Izzy was like, yeah, good job. Keep on digging. We really need you to dig the tunnel, I guess. I don't know anything about it. I'm totally fresh and new to the Digiworld. I've been here for 5 solid minutes and you're telling me that you're digging a tunnel through a volcano. And I'm saying, yeah, go ahead. I think that's a great idea. That's what Digimon World is like, if you haven't checked out the bonus episodes, listeners. But here's that very mole. Yeah, Agumon is like, oh, that's Drimogimon! Drimogimon. Drimogimon? No, Drimogimon. I wish I could have listened a little better to how Agumon pronounced it. I think he said Drimogimon. Taichi, we'll take care of this! I'm gonna fight Drimogimon. Wait a second, though. But what about the other path? What about the other way I could have gone? I can't fight Drimogimon. I gotta turn back. It's time to... 5, 4, 3, 2. Stop. Rewind. Turn. Back time. Stop. Rewind. Turn. Back time. 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, there we are. I have loaded just before the convenience store. So now, listeners, as I backtrack to the figure eight cave, Joseph, you told me that you got lost in this undersea cavern. I think that maybe what you must have been doing is going down this path on the upper floor of the figure eight cave. Whereas the critical path is actually on the lower floor. You have to just go a roundabout way to get to it. I think that's maybe where you got lost. So now I've pretty much backtracked all the way to where the Bakemon is I have to avoid. There we go. And now I'm going to transition to the next screen here on this non-critical path and see where on earth it goes to. Well, there's a Shellmon. I'm going to avoid the Shellmon. There's an item. Hardwing times 3. This cave now branches left and right. This is really maze-like. Okay, so let's go right first. There's a Bakemon I'm going to avoid. There's another Shellmon. What is this, like a crazy dungeon or something? This is mad. This place is crazy. Here's another item box. SP Capsule Omega. Oh, I got to avoid the Shellmon and the Bakemon. They're both chasing me now. Oh, this was just a dead end with a Shellmon and a Bakemon in. I have avoided them both. No fighting. I don't want to fight, says Taichi. Now I've followed the left of the branching paths up to our Bakemon. It's a room with a Bakemon in it. I've gone past it. There's a tiny room with a huge Shellmon in it who I can just scrape past without fighting, and has 2 items. Digipiece Rage Attack. Attacks one enemy with a chance of shock and break. Obtained Rage Attack. Alright. What about this? 1. Digipiece sacrifice attack. Executes a strong attack on one enemy but costs HP. Sacrifice attack. Okay. I got 2 digipieces. I don't think I'm going to ever use them. Because my Digimon, I don't know if you've noticed this, listeners, they got loads of attacks. And they're very versatile, these Digimon. And I've got a team of 3. And each Digimon has 3 different attacks, all which do cool different things. So I don't know if I need to add any more which just do shock and break. Most of my Digimon's attacks do shock and break anyway. You know? Bakemon, no. So now that I've explored this forking fork on top of a fork of a path, I'm gonna go all the way back to the top lower floor of the figure eight and re-enter the convenience store, Delimart. Oh no, it's Dramogimon! Yeah, Agumon clearly says Dramogimon. It goes, Dramogimon! Agumon, Digivolve to Greymon. Let's see what this mole has to offer us. Mega Flame! Whoa, half its health is gone! Piamon, Digivolve to Birdramon. Maybe, let's defend for a little bit. We're gonna give the mole a chance to do something. Gomamon, Digivolve to Ikakumon! You could up our defense with Icicle Coat. But I actually don't want to do that yet. I want to see if it has a super powerful drill attack which is going to knock us out or something. That would be cool for it. So just guard Ikakumon. Drill Spin. It does nothing! It does nothing! Okay, Birdramon, guard. Ikakumon, guard. Greymon, just guard for a bit. Crusher Bone! 40 damage! Birdramon, it does 40 damage. Guard. Ikakumon, guard. Greymon, guard. Drill Spin! 23, 23, 23. So 2, 4, 6. It did 69 damage with that attack to Greymon. Birdramon. I tell you what, you guard. Ikakumon, you guard. Greymon, can you take this out with another Mega Flame? Can we just do this in 2 Mega Flames? Oh, yeah. Was this a joke? Is there more Drillmons which are going to come out? Gomamon leveled up to level 17. That's good. Like, the Shellmons were tougher. The Shellmons that we fought to get here were tougher than that Dramogimon. I got some stiff fur. After Tai Chi and his friends, so this is the video game talking to me. After Tai Chi and his friends defeated Dramogimon, they found the tags inside the convenience store. There we are. We found the tags in the convenience store, says Tai Chi Yagami. We see at the background, we can see the 7-Eleven behind them, and we just see like a little picture of a tag floating on a weird disembodied screen. In front of the convenience store, and Tai's really happy. We found the tags in the convenience store. So, says Gabumon, if we combine the tags and the crests, we'll be able to evolve even further, right? Says Agumon. So we'll make sure to find those crests too, says Tai Chi Yagami. So did they find every single tag just then? Every single tag was at the deli. Whoa, we're just way back up at we're back up at the surface of the ocean, at the water. And Sora Takanuchi is like, we're sorry to keep you waiting, Wamon. Wamon. Wamon, Wamon, Wamon. I can be your Wamon. Wamon, Wamon, Wamon. It's no problem at all. I'll take you to serve a continent. Wamon sounds a little bit like the opening monologue in the game, Ibalard's City of Hatching Laputa.
Ibalard. Soko wa subete no mono ga midori ni owareta mahou tsukai tachi ga sumu toyu densetsu no kuni.
Yoroshiku taramu, Hoyemon. All right, thanks a lot, Wamon. I wonder what server continent is like, says Tai Chi Yagami.
It's gonna be a lot of fun, Tai Chi, says Agumon.
And that's it. Whoa! New map time! Here we are! We're on a whole nother... This map looks a lot like Asia. This looks just like Asia. yeah. I mean, continents just kind of look like continents, right? But it's got a little bit of the, you know, east coast of Asia to it. It's kind of like maybe we landed in Korea and there's China and then there's Indonesia and Southeast Asia down there. But, you know, it's just a big continent right here. Oh no! The next episode is called Etemon. Evil mounts the... something. I can't read the whole title because it's blocked by a tag which says new. When they arrive at the server continent, ... and it takes place in a place called the Koromon village. And look at this! We've just unlocked a new digital dungeon. A dungeon in another dimension. Is it perfect? It's perfect for training? Question mark? Okay, well look. I'm not gonna do the Etemon episode right now. But I will spend a bit of time in the digital dungeon. How about that? We'll read some Digimon data entries. We'll keep the same party, so I don't have to change digipieces. Start digital dungeon beta. Okay. There we are. Okay, it's just Kawagamons again. Is this the same layout? If it is the same layout, I'm starting in the center of the maze. It wouldn't just be another grid of nine. There's another Monochromamon. But I don't want Monochromamon. I want different Digimon. Alright, well fine. I'll fight you, Monochromamon. I guess if I do this, I'm going to get way over leveled. Oh no, that wasn't that much experience. Of course. It was just a Monochromamon. It was nothing. Alright, there's a Bakemon over there. I haven't seen a Bakemon in these mazes yet. Bakemon, come here. Hiya! Oh, okay, there we go. And now Bakemon. Oh, Tentomon leveled up. That's good. Bakemon, I haven't read the entry for yet. Let's check out the library entry in the encyclopedia. It'll be a virus, won't it? Bakemon. An adult virus ghost type Digimon. It knows Hell's Hand, Ghost Chop, and Death Charm. A ghost Digimon completely hidden by its white shroud. What's under it? Nobody knows! Its special move, Hell's Hand, pulls whoever it catches into hell. Oh no! Okay. That was kind of boring. I found that description pretty boring. Ah, it's back again! Ah! Run away, I fought you already. Alright, well there's the exit. I'm gonna take that exit unless I can see some Digimon I haven't fought yet. There's that. And this is just another grid of nine. This is exactly a grid of nine. The same as the first dungeon layout. And there's a Kawagamon. Okay, let's exit this first floor. Off we are to the next floor. There's a Bakemon, there's a Betamon. I'm a little disappointed in the lack of... I mean, I guess, how many Digimon are there total? Editor Dan, how many Digimon are there?
Alright, well, at the time of the game's release in 2013, there were a total of 1,186 Digimon that have been released in various Digimon media, right? But at the time of the episode that this part of the game is based on, which was released in 1999 in June in Japan, there were only 211 Digimon. But I think we can all agree that significantly less than 211 Digimon have made their way into the plot so far.
Okay. Great. And so here I am complaining about the lack of variation of Digimon. Like, I'm only seeing a couple of Digimons, right? Bakemon, Betamon, Numamon, Kawagamon, Monochromamon, the same old Digimon. But I guess I've been raised on... As Editor Dan, how many Pokemon are there?
There's 151, Dan.
Yeah, see? Tons and tons and tons. so, like, you know, I mean, it's a legitimate complaint about this game that I have, that they're just reusing, they could, like, it's the 15th anniversary. I know they're being true to the brand name, the Digimon brand, by using this limited stock of Digimon.
No, they're not even doing that. Some of the Digimon which we've been seeing the whole time haven't even made their debut chronologically yet in the release of episodes. Like Mushmon, who's been in here since episode
3.
Mushmon didn't... There was no such thing as Mushmon at this stage of the story. So there's no explanation for their measly lack of Digimon, except that they didn't want to put too many Digimon in the game because it was too hard. That's what I reckon.
But it does make the game pretty boring to just be fighting the same ones again and again and again and again and again and again and again. That doesn't usually happen in an RPG. Normally in a Final Fantasy, we'd be getting to this point and we'll have fought, you know... this and that, and then this thing, and then that weirdo, and then this slinky guy, and then that strange lady, and then this big thing, and then that big thing, and, you know, that's only by level 2, the second dungeon or whatever. Now, here we are, however many hours in, and we're seeing the same Numamons, and the same dungeon layout. But I guess that's my problem, isn't it? That's not your problem. You're just along for the story. I'm the one who has to, like, churn through these, the umpteenth Numamon and be frustrated by it. That's my job. As the, as the presenter of this show. That's kind of what makes it good, is that even a substandard game, one that isn't, like, the best game in the world, that becomes my problem, not yours. In a way. That's what I reckon, anyway. Alright, let's take this exit. Just running past everyone, kind of defeating the purpose. I guess I could just run past everyone and see what the boss of the dungeon is. Because I'm just going from... Yeah, let's do that. I'm going from floor to floor to floor. A Kawagawon, a Numamon. Where's the exit here? Here it is. Top back left corner. Oh, here we are. Here we are in the boss floor, are we? Oh, no, we're just in a corner, so I got confused. I thought for a second there was only one path to take, but no. We just spawned in the back left corner. There's a Shellmon, and there's a Monochromamon. And there's a Kawagamon. I'm going to get around the Kawagamon. No, just stay there. I can't be bothered. There's the exit. We spawned in the back left corner. The exit was in the top right corner. Here we are. Now it's just a straight path. There's a save point. I will, of course, compulsively save. And now let's walk ahead to this next room, this next chamber, and see what the boss is. It's a huge empty chamber. I can see the exit right at the back, down another corridor out of this chamber. But as we advance, what's gonna take place? Anything? Nothing? Something? Did I not fight enough Digimon? Is that the problem? Why can't I fight the boss? Okay, I'm gonna walk down the corridor. Wait, really? I didn't fight enough Digimon to... You didn't give me the... You're not gonna give me a boss because I didn't fight all your Digimon? There's no boss in this boss chamber. Game? Don't make me do the homework, please. No, no. Wait. That was just a little... That wasn't even a... I'm back in the normal dungeons? That wasn't the end of the thing? Okay. Cut to the exit of this floor. Alright, here's the exit. Let's see what happens. There's no other Digimon on this floor, are there? No. Going, exiting this floor. Alright, here we are on another floor. Cut to the exit of this floor. Okay, here's the exit of this floor. Here we are on another floor. Cut to the exit of this floor. Oh, a Numamon. Something you don't see every day. Alright, well, here's the exit of this floor. Here we are on another floor. It's cut to the exit of this floor. Oh, cool. Here's the exit of this floor. Here we are on another floor. Cut to the exit of this floor. Alright, here's the exit of this floor. There we are on another floor. Okay, this is another one with a save point. I'm gonna save the game compulsively. And now I walk forwards. There's a big empty room and a cutscene. Oh, thank gosh. Ah! Tyre. Oh, it's Lemon and Ogremon. Rawr! Okay, I'm going to be fighting Lemon and Ogremon now. Oh, it's Lemon. Oh, it's Ogremon. Okay. This is going to be interesting because they've got like, you know, anger and counter digi pieces, right? Let's just bake right through it with Meteor Winger. That didn't do very much. Ikakumon. How about a Northern Lightser?
Northern Lightser!
400 damage each. Liamon does an automatic counter. He uses Lion King on Agumon and Berdramon and Ikakumon. Oh, all three of us. Oh, Fist of the Tyrant, 200 damage to Ikakumon. Greymon! That was about a Mega Flame on Ogremon. Nice. Good.
Chukan!
Mecha Glide. Let's focus down Ogremon. Ikakumon. Time to do an Icicle Coat. Raise our defense for us. Nice. Fist of the Tyrant. Your health's getting a little low, Ikakumon. Greymon, Mega Flame on Ogremon. I think if we concentrate all our attacks on one, then we'll spend less time fighting two opponents, which is going to be a clever thing. Mecha Glide. Nearly done. Ikakumon, you might as well heal yourself with a Mega Heal. Because you're down to half health. And we are back up to pretty much full health now. Bone Club on Berdramon's pretty good move. Mega Flame on Ogremon. I reckon that's you done. Oh no! Ooh! A little bit of health left. Berdramon's attack went up. Ikakumon! Harpoon Torpedo on Ogremon.
Harpoon Vulcan!
Harpoon Torpedo is from the TV show. Berdramon, Mecha Glide on Liamon. Yeah, 1000 damage. 66 damage counter from Lemon. A Lion King from Lemon. Mega Flame from Greymon. A lot of health. This Lemon's got a lot of health. It's a pretty beefy Lemon that we've got right here.
Harpoon Vulcan!
Pretty good. Fist of the Beast King. Our defense returned to normal. We nearly got him. This is a tough lion. This lion's not, you know, not messing around. One more hit should do it. Ikakumon, you get to do the honors. One last Harpoon Vulcan. And there we go. We fought Liamon, and we fought Ogremon, and we won. Oh! Ooh, Palmon almost leveled up. Not Piumon, but Palmon in the reserve party. And we just obtained a lifesaver kit as a reward for going in the digi dungeon. But listeners, I want to get back in that dungeon so that I can quickly read the two Digimon entries for you. Library, encyclopedia, and let's look for Lemon and Ogremon. Let's see. Kawaiimon, Shellmon, Natada, Unimon, Merimon, Andromon, Yukidaramon. Centimorne, there we are. Lemon, adult vaccine, beast man type Digimon. But beast man dash type Digimon. So beast man type Digimon. It knows Fist of the Beast King and Lion King. A proud beast man Digimon with a heart of justice. While most Digimon are barbaric, it has a strong sense of justice and has defeated many aggressive Digimon. It's Ogremon's rival. Its mysterious special move, Jerken, stops the opponent's life. No, it doesn't. It does 66 damage to Bergemon. Anyway, it is written here, Jerken. Okay, Jerken should be Joe Kiddo's punch move. And she get in the Digimon fights and go, ah, help me, Joe. Oh no, Gomamon, stay right there, I'll help. Jerken! Yeah, that's what Joe Kiddo should be like. All right, let's read about Ogremon. Ogremon, adult virus demon man type Digimon. Fist of the Tyrant and Bone Club. An angry Digimon that, motivated by its rage, destroys everything it can. It loves to fight and is called a Digimon Hunter because it challenges much stronger Digimon. The Bone Club in its right hand is a trophy from when it defeated Skull Greymon. Whoa! What? No way! Really, that's a Skull Greymon bone that he uses. That's impressive. I wonder if he probably got him while he was sleeping, you know? Because there's no way Ogremon's going to beat Skull Greymon normally, right? Right? Maybe one-on-one it's a different thing. Alright, well, the Bone Club in its right hand is a trophy from when it defeated Skull Greymon. Its special move, Haoken, smashes with its large fists. And there you go, listeners. I hope that was enough of a culminative moment at the end of the episode, because that's all that we're going to get. We did the 7-Eleven at the bottom of the ocean, we're in a new continent, and then hooray, hooray, hooray for next episode. Let's see where we wind up. Thank you very much for your attention this sleep time. I'll see you next sleep time. Goodbye from me, goodbye to you, and also a good night and a good Digimon.